Namaste. I'm Alex, and I have created this podcast featuring a gentle yoga practice for lower back care. The sequence is approximately 20 minutes and designed for you to join in the comforts of either your home or your office. To prepare, you'll need enough space to accommodate a yoga mat, and ideally the space will be clear of any potential distractions and excess clutter. In addition to your yoga mat, you'll need a chair, ideally a folding chair, and if you don't have one, a chair with a straight back, maybe your dining room table chair, for example. And you'll also need to be near a wall. We'll be working with a wall as one of our props for this sequence. And if you don't have an empty wall space, you can always use a door. And then the final prop that I recommend that you gather is a blanket. And if you don't have a blanket, you can always improvise with a towel. So once you have your props gathered, you can set your yoga mat out, roll it out, and set it to the side. And come to sit in your chair and place the back of your chair near the wall. Take a moment here, and as you settle into the chair, make sure that you are shifted more towards the front edge of the chair. Place your feet and legs hip distance apart, and then rest your hands on your thighs, or really wherever they're most comfortable. And close your eyes. Inhale deeply through your nostrils. And exhale slowly and completely through your mouth. Two more times, inhaling through your nostrils. And as you exhale through your mouth, do your best to let go of any unnecessary stress and tension. And after your next complete exhale through your mouth, resume breathing through your nostrils. Continue here with your eyes closed and bring your attention to your feet. Begin to press your feet down into the floor. And from your feet, begin to move up into your legs, observing the bend in your knees. And from the bend in your knees, bring your attention all the way up through your femur bones. And observe where your femur bones connect in with your hip sockets. And begin to feel the weight of your seat, of your pelvis, moving downward. It's taking this initial time to yield to the gravitational force, that downward flowing energy. And as you bring your attention to your seat, you may want to rock a little bit side to side, just very slow and subtle movement so you can feel the back of your pelvis, your sits bones, moving down into the seat. And then from your sits bones, bring your attention to your pelvic floor and your lower belly, beginning to create a little lift and tone in through the center of your body. Turn your attention now to your spine and make an effort to sit up a little taller, creating length and extension rising up through your spine. Making your way up to your shoulders and begin to shift and relax your shoulder blades down your back. And think about your actual scapulas resting lightly or buoyantly on the back of your upper ribs. Try to promote a sense of lengthening or broadening along through your collarbones. Allow your arms to remain very relaxed here. And then continuing to move up the spine, create a very subtle flexion of your chin towards your sternum so you can lengthen through the back of your neck. And observe where your spine connects in with the base of your skull. Take a moment here, and some of you who may be prone to holding a lot of tension in through your face and jaw, you may want to open up your mouth wide and stretch out your face and release some of the holding, some of the tension. And then settle in with your teeth and your lips lightly connecting and shift your tongue down into the bottom of your mouth and continue to work with that awareness of extending upward from the base of your skull up through the roof of your mouth, that dome shape that moves all the way up through the cerebral dome, rising up through your skull, arriving to your crown, the very top of your head. And imagine, if you will, that you could gently press your crown through the ceiling up towards the sky. Taking a moment here in the seated position, observing the dynamic dual action that's occurring here. Gravity is moving down, flowing down through your body, grounding you to the earth, and from your seat, you're beginning to work with your strength to encourage a little more length and extension of your spine as it moves upward. And turn your attention now to your breath. Just developing that initial awareness. Observe the pathway of your breath as it enters and exits your body. And over the course of several breath cycles, begin to slow down and deepen your breath. And allow the deepening of your breath to evolve in a very relaxed manner. Here in our seated position, we'll begin to move our arms. So your choice, eyes either open or closed. And with your next inhale breath, reach and extend your right arm forward and up. And as you exhale, slowly lower your right arm down. Inhale breath, reach and extend your left arm forward and up. And exhale breath, lower your left arm down. Continue a couple more rounds on each side, and each time you extend your arm up towards the ceiling, continue to direct your shoulder blade down your back. Once you're balanced on both sides, we'll move in a little deeper here. With your inhale breath, reach and extend both arms forward and up. And with your exhale breath, lower both arms down. Continuing here, inhale, arms extending forward and up, and exhale, breath, lowering your arms down. So as you explore the range of mobility through your arms and your shoulders, maintain that nice neutral position through your spine. And continue to maintain that lift and tone through your lower belly. This is a very simple yet highly effective sequence, this beginning sequence here. Very helpful for those of you that spend long hours in front of computers, for example. We're often very prone to kind of rounding through the spine, collapsing through the upper chest, putting a lot of compression and weight into our lower back. We spend long time seated. Sometimes our energy can begin to wane. So just taking a moment and shifting away from your computer, whether it be for the full sequence or just 5 or 10 minutes throughout your day, and start to move your arms, maybe extend your legs from time to time. That can make a world of difference to increase blood flow and circulation. And it also can help to boost your energy. One more time with your exhale breath, lowering your arms down. Inhale, arms extend forward and up. And exhale, slowly lower your arms. And so here in your seated position, you can place your hands on the seat of your chair so you have a little extra support and press your feet down firmly and guide yourself upright and come to stand. You can shift your chair out to the side and get a little closer to the wall. And then just take a moment here standing in Mountain Tadasana with your feet and legs hip distance apart, arms down by your side. Once again, become aware of the length and extension of your spine rising upward. And as you connect with that strength, simultaneously soften where you need to, so you create a sense of ease throughout your entire body. I'm standing here in Tadasana for just a few more breaths. And then with your next inhale breath, reach your right arm out to the side and all the way up overhead. And as you exhale, lean over to the left and look down the left side of your body, moving into a lateral stretch. Inhale, return to a neutral position. And with your exhale breath, slowly lower your right arm down. Inhale, reach and extend your left arm out to the side and all the way up overhead. And with your exhale breath, lean over to the right and look down the right side of your body. A couple more breaths here. Continue to keep your feet and your legs strong and active. Inhale, return to a neutral position. And with your exhale breath, lower your left arm down. Shift here and move your feet so they're wider than your hips. And turn your heels in and your toes out. Place your hands on your hips. And with your exhale breath, begin to bend your knees, moving into horse stance. Lift your toes up and then continue to work with that sense of lifting up through the inner arches of both of your feet and follow that lift, that tone and sense of strength traveling up through the inner leg line. All the way in and up through the inner thighs, in and up through your pelvic floor and your lower abdominal area. Keeping your spine in a neutral position, shift now and bring your palms to your heart. And three breath cycles here. Maintaining your horse stance, and with your next inhale breath, extend your arms out to the side. And begin to flex your hands and your wrists. And think about pressing your hands through the walls. As your arms extend to the side, continue with the shoulders moving down your back. Relax through your shoulders. And as you connect with your next inhale breath, begin to straighten your knees and extend your arms all the way up overhead. Bring your palms together. And with your exhale breath, lower your palms to heart center. Turning now to face the wall. And bring your hands to the wall. So as you place your hands to the wall, they'll be your arms, your hands will be more or less parallel to the floor. Hands and arms are shoulder distance apart. And once you have your hands pressing into the wall, begin to walk your feet and your legs away from the wall. Continue to press your hands into the wall. And then begin to shift and lower your upper chest and your head down through your arms. So it's very similar to a downward facing dog. But we're working with the wall. I recommend shifting your feet and your legs so they're wider than your hips, wider than your pelvis. Continue to keep your hands active, pressing into the wall. Continue to connect with your upper body strength in an effort to stabilize your shoulders. And then here, with your upper chest and head moving through your arms, you can allow your head to release heavy, maybe even shake your neck and head out a little bit. And I recommend swaying through your hips and your pelvis very slowly, side to side, to release tension through the outer hips and in through your lower back. Again, this is a wonderful modification. Should downward facing dog not feel comfortable or healthy for you, you can always work at the wall instead. And you benefit here. Your spine benefits immensely with a nice stretch, and the gentle swaying through your hips and your pelvis can release any of the compression and tension that stores up in through the lower back. And just a couple more breath cycles here. And with your next inhale, begin to lift your head so you're looking at the wall towards your hands, and start to transition. And walk your feet to the wall, lower your arms down, making your way out. And then just take a moment. You may want to shake out your arms and circle your shoulders around a couple of times. And so from here, I'd like you to place your ease down onto your back and be near your chair and place the back of your calves on the seat of your chair. So before you get yourself settled in, something to consider, you can work with your blanket here. You may want to place your blanket on the seat of your chair so the back of your calves have a little extra padding. Or you may want to place your blanket underneath your head or cover yourself up, whichever you prefer. And so settling in here, getting yourself situated. Allow your legs just to be supported by the chair so the legs become very relaxed. Begin to feel the weight of your sacrum and the back of your pelvis moving down. This is a nice way to support the lower back. And close your eyes. You may need to manually walk your shoulder blades down your back. And please shift your chin so it's slightly lower than the bridge of your nose so you can maintain the natural length and extension through your neck, your cervical spine. Begin to relax here. You can find a comfortable place to rest your hands. With your eyes closed, begin to count your breath. Inhale slowly for 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale completely for 2, 3, 4. And continue to count your breath. Creating a nice balanced rhythm from inhale to exhale. Wonderful way to calm and support your nervous system. We'll be here for a couple more minutes, and I'd like you to really concentrate on the weight and the density of your bones. Primarily, your sacrum in the back of your pelvis. Begin to feel the weight of the pelvis, the sacrum moving downward. When you're ready to transition, simply shift your legs off of the chair and hug your legs into your chest and begin to rock side to side. Slowly rock your legs over to the right and gently rock your neck and head to the left, opposite your legs. A couple more passes on each side, neck and head moving in the opposite direction of your legs. And then ease over to your right side, pausing in the fetal position here for at least a couple of breaths. And from the fetal position, guide yourself upright. And so here you can either continue to sit on the floor on your mat, and you may even want to sit up against the wall so your back and your spine can have a little extra support. And some of you may want to shift slowly and make your way back into your chair and take a comfortable seated position there. As you settle into your seated position, maintain the length and extension through your spine. And return to your breath. And we'll just sit for a brief moment in an effort to observe the results. Our practice. shift your attention and bring your palms to your heart. Bowing to your heart, acknowledging that you've taken this time, this little pause in the busyness of your day, to take care of your body, your mind, and your spirit. I wish you a peaceful day. Namaste, everyone.